It's our third week without Duplex.
I wish she was here so we could ask him about the tweet from the official Colombian ministry calling Luigi a...
Bruh.
Is that a talking point he put in?
You guys didn't see that? No, I put that in.
No, I must have completely missed this.
Let's just get right into it. Our good friend Nicholas with a real name from the Discord. Discord link in the description. Get in there if you want to tell us about all your favorite slurs. I'm not sure. He's either... I think he said my government, so I think he's from Colombia. But he just sent this tweet and he's like, yo, why is my government... on their official Twitter account calling Luigi slurs for gay people. He translated their apology tweet also for us, which was clutch of him. It doesn't translate perfectly, but they said, we know those weren't the appropriate words, but we are conscious that homophobia kills. So I guess they think the new Mario movie is like for gay people and it's bad because they don't have enough citizens or some shit. I don't know.
Why is it that the countries with the worst like socioeconomic problems turn to gay people? Those are always the people who are like, you know who the real problem is?
Them damn gays.
It's, I don't know. It's kind of goofy.
I think this will tickle both of you. Courtney sent me a TikTok. She was like, watch this funny. And I watched it. And the autoplay feature on TikTok.
Oh, it's the worst.
Is wild because this is what it hit me with.
It's my girl. I like cocks. I forget her first name.
It's Courtney Penis.
Let's freaking go.
They protect themselves, they're smart, and if they don't, they're dumb. Well,
stupid. I'm gonna give Leroy one more try. Go. Idiot. One more time, go.
Dinosaurs are the dinosaurs in the world.
Oh my god! It's straight. I thought you were about to be like, yo, this Courtney Cox video is so funny. And then they hit me with the N-word. All right. Fucking, after Lakers games, I'd be getting on shorts because it'd always be showing me like what everyone be saying afterwards because LeBron was cooking last night and I wanted to see what everyone was saying. I hopped on and the first thing I woke up to was Yash Musabji, a new podcast.
Friend of the show.
I hope not because I'm not trying to be no hater.
He looks like
but
a cool guy.
I just want to show you guys these three TikToks I found from him. Because I saw this one. I was like, I got to see what else this man be talking about. And listen to this beautiful masturbation.
Like you say, you always think you see me with like bad bitches and all. But, you know, really, I just be cool with all of them. I don't be trying to get on that with them or anything.
Right. Likewise.
But, of course, people don't understand that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's
like your average
hard.
Person thinks that you just fucking them all. But it's just exactly. Like, bro, I'm just not a creep or a weirdo. That's why they fuck with me. Like, right. It's cool. Like, It's not hard to hang out with beautiful women.
Is this like the Chad version of the m'lady? This is just the Chad version of m'lady.
Yeah,
kind of
is.
That
is a good point. Yeah. And as we all know, the m'lady dudes get no bitches and then they blow up schools. These guys get no bitches and then
they start a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But like,
I feel like,
doesn't that sound like a sketch?
It kind of does almost.
I thought it was a sketch.
Maybe it's like super, super, super ironic and we're being played for fools.
I hope.
But it feels like every other one of these is like, just some quote-unquote alpha Chad, you know, a guy dunking on girls, or I don't know. It feels like the male podcast space is kind of cringe right now. It's pretty much us and nobody else.
There's like an epidemic right now of a lot of the like alpha dudes that you'll see them on YouTube shorts, like talking about this really planned conversation about how women are like terrible or something, it's a fake podcast. They just get together like once a month and they hit like 100 different TikToks and then there's no they film it like it's a podcast and they rent a studio that looks really legit and everything, but they don't actually produce a podcast. And not like they only made one episode and that it's like a full-on, they just make it seem like they're rich guys at a nice podcast studio talking about like women suck, and they just do that once a month to build a following, and then they sell them like TikTok's guide to getting pussy.
Yeah, they had the Andrew Tate meme.
Crazy.
Yeah, the grift. That does not surprise me, honestly. I think we need to sit down, our brethren and our boys, our brothers in arms, the wayward men and boys of our generation and generations below us who keep falling for this shit because it's like, man, how do you see someone like Andrew Tate that's fucking like, you know,
or Yash Musabji?
Chinless idiot. Yeah, how do you see these people who are like so very clearly like just full on grifter mode? Just say it, making shit up. How do you
see
that?
They're the only ones saying anything real in this world. pay me $45 for the next real statement.
Or like Sneeko. Every time Sneeko says some dumb bullshit and everyone calls him a cuckold because he is, you go onto his tweets and he's like, are you ready to get to stop playing video games and jacking off? Come and join my cool kids club where we don't do any of that.
Him being to Charlie, like, what do you do to help young men? Get them addicted to video games? And it's like, what do you do for young men? Teach them to let your fucking girlfriend get pink socked by another dude in front of you?
Blown out.
Fuck, while you like, hold her hand.
Yeah, and you cry.
And gently cry.
The funniest, that is the funniest. Like, you're done.
Yeah,
how can anyone take like masculinity advice from a man who watched his girlfriend get fucking plowed and held her hand because you came too fast, bro? Like, there's something to be said, I guess, about like, oh, if you and your partner are like comfortable about this and what, like, sexuality, whatever the fuck, which is great if you're into if you're polyamorous.
You just can't pivot to being an alpha dog. There's no space to make that pivot, bro. You're traveling. You pick the pivot foot up. You just gotta be the polyamorous guy, bro. Take the shot. It's over. You turn the ball over.
You also like. Can you imagine? Okay, you're a slugma male from Pokemon, and you've got like you've subscribed to Tate. You've subscribed to Sneeko. You've subscribed to Andrew Tate's brother, who no one fucking cares about.
Yeah, fucking Christina or whatever.
Fucking Jimmy Jeffrey Tate. Or something.
Yes.
is there a worse fight than being Andrew Tate's fucking shitty brother no one knows about?
No.
He's just desperately trying to grift off on this.
Being a liberal.
But like not as successful. Yeah, actually, that's a good point. But like, can you imagine you finally land the date, you know, you fucking start going to the gym, you start jerking off less. You're hitting the steps, you sell your Steam account. can you imagine sitting down, like, what do you have to talk about with your beautiful baby? You sit down, like, you're just gonna start spitting this shit back to her, like, hey, it's so hard to get a date, you know, women these days. You know, guess what she's gonna say?
No, but people do that.
I know, there's some saying.
People like send shit into the H3 podcast all the time that's like girls being like, I met this dude on Tinder or whatever. I went on a date with him and he literally just started being like, hey, so you ever watch Andrew Tate? And, you know, like, I'm surprised I got to go on a date with you. It's so hard these days to talk to women. And then, and they think that's like, but then the girl's sitting there like, wait, what?
¿Por qué?
I thought you were an electrician. You want to tell me about a fucking AC/DC or something?
Bro, even if you're like you're dating a hyper conservative girl, if she hears you fucking subscribing to Andrew Tate, she's gonna be like, I don't know.
Getting your 10 tips to perfect your Tinder profile on some dude's Patreon is like, okay. You're like Mike. You put the shoes on and you somehow got into the NBA and you're 4 years old, but you have the shoe. If someone takes the shoes off, what's gonna happen? Like, okay, you got the date. Now what? You don't do anything still. You aren't anything. You just lock up. Just go live life, bro.
That's how I feel about like people who wear fucking like toupees and shit. It's like you're lying. Or like people who like Photoshop their like Tinder profile and stuff. It's like, okay, yeah, that might trick someone into getting to the date, but now they just see that, A, you don't look like, or, you know, you've put a filter over your face so you look way better. So that's already, like, wait, what's the end game? You're just hoping it'll be a sunk cost fallacy, where she'll be like...
Or women that wear makeup.
Yeah, always take your ladies swimming on the
first
date, gentlemen.
I don't like women
gentlemen.
With no... Yeah, exactly.
They try and trick you.
Spit on her face a bunch until it all smears off, and then you'll
know. Put chloroform in a cloth and rub it all over her face, but not because you want to do anything else. You just want to see if your makeup comes off, and chloroform is a good makeup remover. The end of this, or it might be the next one that really got me, but...
They love me, bro. So, they love my work. They love.
So he's saying that people in Chicago love him.
Like, I go to Chicago, bro. Motherfuckers in Chicago love me, bro. They love my work. They love everything about it. Like in the last couple of podcasts, I said when I go to LA, like it's nothing but love. Like,
oh yeah,
it's like, oh shit, like he's here.
That, what the fuck?
I'm pressing X to doubt.
My boy showed up to. Also, yeah, that's a like you cut that about yourself.
Y'all, the streets are gonna love this.
Why would anyone care about that?
The people need to hear this. Literally every city I go to, they love me. They give me the key every to the city.
They say,
I get
he's
to have
here.
Sex with the mayor's wife.
You know what actually happens? This dude shows up at the party and someone's like, oh, hey, Yash Musabi's here. And they're like, who? And they're like, oh, he runs that podcast? I think I saw a clip of that.
Seemed
and
kind
then
of
I go
yeah.
back to fucking ignoring, you know, being vapid LA people. No one cares about
this
guy.
I think he tried to DM my sister and she blocked him. But he said he shows up in LA and people are like, like the way he says, he's here. Like he just like laughs it off. Like he just like
he does the Tommy Wiseau laugh. He's here,
bro. Ain't
who's
no way
here?
L.A. Exactly. Like who's
Yasmin
here?
Sabji.
Do you know how many people reside in L.A. that
9
are
9 million
ridiculously famous?
Oh. Well, there's
nobody's
million people
saying
in
he's
LA
here
County.
When that guy shows up. He's flying.
Nobody's
like,
saying he's here when anyone shows
Tom
up.
Tom Hanks
plus.
Is.
He's flying
on average. Tom Hanks is like
max.
5 blocks away from you at any time,
and they don't even say
he's
here when they
here.
Show up.
They say, "Oh shit, Tom Hanks is here. Who's got the bag?"
You know what? Fuck he hears when he lands in LA. Thank you for flying Southwest.
Poor ass bitch.
Poor ass bitch.
Flying Southwest ass looking bitch.
Listen, I've flown Southwest like my whole life.
Oh, yeah, me too, but it's definitely
shout
the poor airline.
Southwest. It's such a poor airline.
Well, I go to Chicago, bro. I sleep with men exclusively, bro. Like, they fucking love me out there, man.
When I go to Chicago, people start bending over and spreading their ass, man.
When I go to Chicago, my mouth is wide open everywhere I go. Penis is just going in and out everywhere
Windy,
I go.
Windy City, I call there, it the gaping city.
The queefing city?
Yeah, it's windy because everyone's queefing on my. They're farting in my dick, and I'm dying.
I'm dying every
call
time
back
I
to
go
episode
there.
5.
Fucking shut up.
I forget why this one's funny, but you'll probably find
explain
out.
My life to people, they think I'm flexing on them, but it's not that I'm trying to really flex on you. It's just that everything I do is crazy and out of this world, and it's different. That's that right. You think I'm bragging, exactly. Like you know, like I'll be like, oh yeah, I just got off the phone with Malik Yousef, or I just got off, you know, whatever.
Who?
Like,
why do they think you're bragging? Because they probably not doing that shit themselves.
Yeah, having that type of stuff is so weird. And but when I like talk to Avi about it or whatever, he's like, oh, okay, cool. Like he'll tell me someone he just got off the phone with, or not like that we're trying to like outcompete, but it's just what we're doing is so natural. It's like you know, it's almost like saying, yeah, I just got off the phone, you know, GM. I just got off the phone with Jay-Z. Like,
you know what's crazy, though? It isn't almost like saying that. Because if you had real clout, it would be, I just got off the phone with Jay-Z. Instead, it's, yeah. I just got off the phone with Maliki Yusi. Who the fuck's that,
bro?
It's not Jay-Z. It isn't Jay-Z.
Also, this guy's life is just a continual series of getting off the phone with different people. Yeah, it's a shitty life, bro. He goes to Chicago. He gets off the phone with fucking Hamada Heba.
Just use Slack, dude. You don't need to take a phone call all day. Just use Telegram.
What's this guy's podcast? Like,
this is Yash Mujabi.
So he's just doing, his podcast is just a vehicle for him to like brag that he talked to fucking.
See, this is why people always say every guy in their 20s wants to start a podcast. Yeah, but 95%, like everyone wants to do YouTube. 95% of them make Let's Plays, and 95% of podcasters get on to be like, hey, this one time I talked to JY on the phone, and he's actually the little cousin of Jay-Z, and they tried to, he works for Rockefeller, but he wasn't good enough, so he's just an assistant.
His voice is six octaves higher than Jay-Z.
He's currently managing a McDonald's, but you know, we got the
you know, that's 4'8".
That's what this life gets you when you gape, when you walk into the studio and you gape for motherfuckers, you get to talk to JY and fucking, Lil Nas Z.
His entire fucking examples of crazy shit he's doing is just being on the phone.
Being on the phone.
Like, and it's funny too because everyone hates this. Nobody likes, like, you know, in the space that we're in, we've been around people who brag a lot and everyone hates it. Like, if you're talking about, like, if you're talking about doing something with someone because you were just doing that thing with them and it's part of the story, that's like whatever, but there's definitely people we know who are like go out of their way to name drop like
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking to such and such. I was talking to
You know who doesn't like that also? The person being name dropped. I'm sure Malika Yusuf doesn't appreciate you going on your podcast to talk about how cool it was to get him on the phone and because you're so cool that he likes you. Cuz like it's obvious what your intentions were, that you were just on the phone sitting there stroking your penis being like, "Oh man, I'm about to get rich."
I'm gonna the YouTube bring this Shorts up on algorithm the
is gonna love this. Like, you know, it's just that natural. Like the crazy things that we do. Like, oh, next week I gotta go to New York and like perform on a yacht or film a music video. Well.
Right.
Like, that's just so natural.
It's so natural.
Who rents a yacht for $500,000 a day, and is like, yeah, let me get Yash Musabji.
We gotta get the boy on. We gotta get
what
the,
are you
the,
performing?
The king of yachts himself. It's just James. You don't understand. It's just so natural to him.
It's so natural. Yeah,
you wouldn't understand, bro. It's not natural for us. We're not living life that dopely.
Bro, you can't be wearing the Abercrombie Fitch navy blue white polka dot fucking shirt from 2013 that every dude wore to picture day in sophomore year, and be like, yeah, they want me on the fucking yacht for the fucking JY party.
They don't
No,
want
they
you.
Don't.
They don't want you there, bro.
You're wearing the Abercrombie Fitch polka dot shirt, dude.
Go back to Chicago, brother.
You're wearing white jeans.
You
You're wearing white jeans in the 2020s, bro. Nobody wants you on the yacht.
You know who else has these fucking stories? Gaffers on major motion pictures. Like, that. Yeah. Imagine if one of those dudes is on one of these being like, man, it's just, my life is fucking crazy, bro. The other day I was taping down 5 feet away from Christian Bale, man. He fucking looked at me. And it's just like, this is just my life now.
Did you know he had a British accent? He's not actually American. He always does American accents in movies. But, I mean, you wouldn't know that unless I was there gaffing, so.
Yeah, I brought you that inside information.
I just got off the phone with Christopher Nolan's assistant, bro. Like, you don't fucking understand, man. I'm on a different level these days.
He told me I did a really bad job at making his ham sandwich the other day, and he was pissed.
I'm just got getting a call fired, from the first bro. AD, you guys don't I'm understand. Fired.
I just do dope shit all the time.
I walked into the studio at LA the other day, and the guy said, "Who the fuck is this? Get him out of here. Does he need to be here?"
And I said, "He's here." And then they tased
they said,
me.
"No, you were fired 2 weeks ago. Get the fuck out of
here." Why do you keep showing up and saying that? Nobody knows who you are. You never worked here.
Wait, can we play the last like 30 seconds of this just in case he sees anything insightful?
Natural to me. Like, that's just my everyday life, you know?
Right.
A lot of people just wouldn't understand that.
Either that or like if they do understand you, they try and like belittle it.
But when I
That's like every up and coming fucking anything. Me and my friends were like that like 6 years ago when we first started. It's like, man, people just make fun of us or they don't like up our shit because they just don't understand. Like, they don't want to see us do good because it makes them feel bad. And it's like, nah, bro, it's because you're making FaZe Clan yummy marshmallow video or whatever, chubby bunny challenge.
Worst example of that I've seen is a friend of the show. This is going to get censored. I've never seen someone more deflective to criticism than that man with that exact, like, the amount of times he's posted about like haters, you know, as though like that immediately deflects all criticism. Where it's been like, there's been times where people have had legitimate, like, "Hey man, this ain't good. The vocals on this were not good, or the beat is off key, or fucking like, you know, legitimate criticism." And he's just like, "Huh, hater, fuck you." And it's like, yes, there are a lot of people on the internet who are just haters. That is true. You do have to navigate that. But there's also a point where it's like the example, the what I relate to is like, imagine trying to start like a video, a VHS selling business in like 2023, and it's like. And then everyone's like, "Hey man, no one has a fucking VHS player anymore. This is a stupid idea." And you're just like, "Nah, fuck you, man. You're
fuck
just a
you,
hater.
Dude.
You're
like,
hating."
No, they had a point. They were trying to help you. Don't make the VHS business.
Shout out Yash Musabji.
Yeah, but anyway, shout out Yash Musabji. Please come on the podcast.
I like the angular wall panels you have on your podcast that every Twitch streamer fucking buys. That's cool.
I like purple
light.
It's
soundproofing, but it's cool.
I don't even know how that's... It's plastic. I don't even know how that works as a sound.
Not your mother's sound.
I guess it just diffuses the sound waves in crazy directions and makes them fuck off.
Fuck off these nuts.
Yeah, bitch. Let's
go. If we want to continue with being haters, did you guys see all the shit that went down because Elon took the celebrity check marks away? You could only have the paid ones. Dude. Now.
Yeah, it's been a minute since I've done an Elon update.
I mean, like, this one's worth it.
It's going just about as poorly as ever. I have seen more people tweet that I lost my verification. What happened? And they still had their verification. And I've seen people be like, why? Why do I still have my verification? This sucks. And they don't have their verification. The whole site is busted.
But so he took away, basically Elon took away all the verified accounts. And you can only pay for the Twitter blue thing or whatever. Yeah. And also he has his own special badge next to his name that's like CEO of Twitter. And it's just like the Twitter icon, which is like so... a lot of people like LeBron and Stephen King, and there was like people that were very vocal about like, man, I'm rich as fuck. I'm not paying $8. I don't give a fuck if I'm verified. I have 120 million followers. What do I care? Yeah, I'm LeBron James.
Yeah.
So Stephen King tweeted, my Twitter account says I subscribe to Twitter Blue. I have my Twitter. I haven't. My Twitter account says I've given a phone number. I haven't. And Elon responded, you're welcome. Namaste. So Elon is personally buying Twitter Blue for celebrities that have personally said they won't buy Twitter Blue as like an epic troll
out
or whatever.
Out of spite or whatever, yeah.
But that is a legal endorsement. That's like if Shaq said, I don't like Cocoa Puffs. And then they just put Shaq's face on against his will without paying him on the Cocoa Puffs box. And we're epic troll. But like, no, bro, you just illegally used my likeness for marketing. So I'm gonna sue you.
That's just a crime.
Oh god, if there was a class action lawsuit from like all the people who were like, that would be wonderful. Twitter and Elon Musk.
It'd be the funniest group of people ever. It's just like Drill, fucking Stephen King. Whoever else he's paying team of celebrities.
He's doing it for Stephen King and LeBron. I know that for sure. He also did it to Ian McKellen. Ian McKellen barely ever tweets unless he's retweeting like, you know, like shows he's in or whatever, like stage plays.
Yeah.
But he tweeted for the first time in a while the other day and was like, as much as it's trying to make it seem like it, I didn't pay for Twitter Blue. The honor is not worth $8 for me.
Yeah,
but he still had the fucking check mark next to his name.
I saw something that apparently like everyone over a million subs just like got it off rip or something. It seemed like
that was only on like 2 days after they took it away because they went from I think it was like 18,000 or yeah I think it was like 18,029 Twitter Blue subscribers on 4/19 the day before all this happened. I think there were 405,000 legacy verified accounts. So like just famous people and like journalists. Mm. So the hope was like, okay, we'll at least recuperate 50,000 of it. It went from 18,029. Then the whole purge happened at the end of 4/20. At the end of the day that, you know, closing that day, they had 18,053 Twitter blue. It converted 24 people.
That's funny, epic. And it's like, the other things I've seen too is that like so Drill and everything had a big
blue campaign. So funny last night,
fucking
which
funny.
Was really funny. But then suspiciously it was trending because like of course it was because everyone fucking hates these people. And then the trend mysteriously disappeared.
But did you see what else was happening with Drill yesterday?
Oh yeah, how he kept like he just kept changing his name.
So Elon was personally giving him a check mark like he's doing to these people. But every time and when you had a real verified account, if you change your name, it has to be reviewed for a day. But so that they can be like, well, why did this famous person change their handle or whatever? Mm. So Drill kept changing it and tweeting shit like, yeah, I actually think that Jeffrey Epstein is a bad guy, but I still hang out with him and take pictures of him because I think that's cool. Because, like, that's, you know. So every time Elon would... And it was, like, all but confirmed Elon was personally on the back end. Personally.
yeah,
adding Drill's thing back constantly. And it was for going for hours, and Drill was just hitting him with haymakers and changing his name to dodge the mark for like 6 hours.
Didn't he impersonate ExxonMobil at one point?
I think so.
Well, so that was the meme I saw come up as like, either Drill does this to the point where they just give up and let him not have a check mark, or they've coded some shit that says like, give this guy a check mark no matter what, and then he puts his, like, he can skip the verified, like, verification, I guess, and then he fully impersonates fucking BP or something. Or, you know, does the insulin meme again and makes some other company's stock drop by $5 billion.
That'd be so good.
But it's so funny, man. And then, like, so they've also made it now that every Twitter Blue replies, like, under tweets are, like, the first replies you see.
Dude.
Which is, like...
The replies under the For You tab, like where you're in uncharted waters, basically, the top replies are all Twitter Blue. So it is the most, it's like just boom,
it's
you get hit with AIDS immediately. Immediately.
If
it's some of the lowest mentally functioning people on the planet who are just at the top, like their voice is being heard by more people than should ever. They did not need to have this much of a platform.
Yeah, no, I mean, with how much like social media impacts society at this point, like, I don't know. To me, that is something the government needs to look into. If you can just pay $8 to have like a microphone like that, like, I don't know, that's pretty crazy to me. But but I will say, I haven't had Twitter on my phone for like 2.5 years now. It's been great. I only check it on my computer like once a day for news and basketball. And
and
or if I have like news, a funny tweet or some shit in there, always at like 4 o'clock in the morning for some reason. But but the other morning I was being a tired little guy. I didn't want to get out of bed. So for the first time in a minute, I logged on to like mobile, or like, I just went on like Google Chrome on my phone and like logged into like mobile Twitter or whatever. It was like For You only. Like, usually if I'm on Twitter, I only go on the following, because like For You is like fucked.
For You used to be all right, but
I don't know. I never liked it.
It got,
like,
bad quick.
I like following and in order fucking tweets.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what I've been on exclusively. But there was a wee while where it was all right, and then for some, the worst thing they did was they removed. Until you click into a tweet now, if you're on For You, it doesn't show who liked or retweeted it, like why it's appearing on your page, which is such a weird design choice. Like, they added in all this other,
it's super weird,
like how many bookmarks and how many views tweets got, but they removed like the reason why this tweet is appearing on your feed, because often that's good context to know, like, oh, why is this on my feed? Oh, it's because this person liked it or retweeted it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all I was going to say was that I haven't been on For You in a very long time, and I don't recommend using social media in general, and I really don't these days, but that was the first time I've been on For You in like 2 years, and like in 2 or 3 minutes, it fucked up my, like it hasn't happened in years where Twitter be fucking up my mood or anything does because I'm just not on it. Within 2 minutes, the difference between following and For You, like, not really fucked up my day, but it was just like, I saw a video of two dudes like beating the fucking shit out of each other at like a Lakers game, and it was just like, I guess some people like that. I don't. I hate seeing people fucking fight. Like, it just makes me feel bad for every. I don't like that. I saw people fucking fighting. I saw a video of a plane crashing in fucking India, and like a video of someone's last moment going down in a plane and it just fucking exploding, and like you hear people screaming and dying. Like, I saw just like a bunch of super transphobic and racist tweets. I guess I haven't been on my For You page in a while.
So no,
they don't know
everywhere.
They don't know what to serve me anymore. So it was just that. Like, so word of advice: if you're still on social media and shit, and you just can't help but use it, turn the fucking thing to following. Because a lot of people don't even know that's a thing. A lot of people do not know that there's a For You page that it defaults to, but you can also just switch the tab on most social medias and just go back to, I followed this person and I want to see the tweets in the order that they were tweeted by only people I know and the shit they retweet. There's no, this person favorited this or liked this. There's no, we suggest this for you. There's no, you watch this, so watch this now. Because all of that stuff is the AIDS. Like, that's
it's bad.
So just it's a, really it's just sad. A PSA. Just make sure. A lot of people don't know there's a For You thing. Turn that off if you want to like scroll Twitter, but you feel like it's ruining your life.
Yeah, I think
or just get off it because it's
ideally get off it, but if you can't because it's I don't know part of your job or something, I'm so sorry.
Fucking two things I would. I was so you know we were talking about how the PS5 has a built-in mic on the controller that no one knows is on, so you just like hear them. So I was in a 2K lobby the other day, dude. I was in a 2K lobby the other day, and this dude was on his phone, and like everyone on the team was like dead silent, but this dude's just like ordering. He's like ordering a pizza on the phone, and it's like a 40-year-old dude, and he's ordering pizza on the phone, and I was sitting back laughing. I thought it was funny, but then. He's on the mic, and for some reason, I didn't even know people still do this. He's paying over the phone for his pizza. Like,
oh,
so
no.
He starts going, oh, yeah, hold on, let me grab it. And I was like, no. Oh, God, no. And he's like, yeah, it's a debit. The first four numbers are 4-0. And I got on the mic. I'm like, bro, your mic's on. Stop. And then everyone opened their mics and started laughing. They were like, bro, I was about to rob the shit out of you. And he's like, oh my bad, man. I didn't know this thing had a mic. He's straight up about to leak his credit card info with the PIN and the date.
That's
on fucking
scary,
2K.
Dude. Like, what
it is so funny, dude. It's so funny.
That stresses me out so because yeah, there's been like two or three times I have had to put my credit card over the phone for like. I don't know, there's just some things that like they just refuse to take it like any other way. Like they don't have a fucking portal on their website or whatever. And it always feels like the sketchiest fucking thing. Even when it's like a government thing or like, I feel like I've had to do it for like, I've had to do it for my dentist, I think. It was something like that. Like just something where it was like, yeah, this is definitely legit.
Of course, it's the dentist.
I got my teeth did, but can I not fucking get my credit card over the fucking phone? Because yeah, my PS5 could be recording me. This fucking microphone's always on. That's just recording me. If someone hacked into my shit, like.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck it. That.
Anyway, 408.
Let's give our credit. Let's give out each of us. We give out four of our digit. Four of our credit cards.
I'll give
cards.
It. My first four numbers are 4833.
4062. My first four.
I think mine's like. I think the last four are like 5802.
You'll never guess.
So put those three together, and then put four of your choosing. And then make up an expiry and a pin, and there's a chance that you'll get someone's credit card number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if this whole channel gets taken down for like credit card fraud? You know, like one of those really weird, obscure YouTube rules you never see anyone get pinged for because like you'd have to be that dumb to.
Just Susan wrote it in. She was like, you can't make jokes about giving credit card information away or else your channel gets nuked.
No.
Yeah. That's why that voiceover Pete guy just disappeared one day.
Wait, really?
No, I don't know. I guess the meme fell off, but I just stopped seeing him. Like, he was everywhere for like a month straight, and then he just disappeared.
He disappeared.
I saw this. I was very intrigued by this because I think I disagreed with like everybody else on it. But I saw this Reddit debate the other day. Usually, I don't want to talk about it. Usually, Reddit debates like, no, actually, making sourdough bread as a white person's racist because there's too many air pockets in it. And then it's like, God damn it, what's wrong with the liberals? We can't even have bread no more. But this one I thought was interesting. So there was the Boston Marathon recently. And this time they didn't blow up.
This time they finished. Everyone finished.
This time they did not blow up. But there was controversy still. So a Boston Marathon runner apparently had to shit extremely badly. And this dude filmed outside his window a lady running the Boston Marathon. She's like 7 hours in or like 5 hours in, whatever, and she like is on the like in the tree line on the edge of his lawn taking like a shit in the tree line because apparently she was gonna shit her pants. Now this dude was he ran outside, phone out, and walked up to her, started apparently screaming at her and calling her a piece of shit, posting it on Reddit being like, look at these degenerate fucks, I fucking hate the Boston Marathon. And everyone was like yeah, this what a fucking psychopath, that stupid bitch. And to me it was like, I don't give a fuck if someone shits on my lawn unless they're doing it to like personally berate me. So, but I want to know what you guys think, because nobody agreed with me. It was like, this woman is the devil.
She shitted
on the lawn because she was running a fucking marathon. I would have had, I don't give a fuck.
That would have been the highlight of my day. I would have been pissing myself.
Especially if I got to see it.
Exactly. If someone's running a marathon.
I'd feel blessed that I looked out my window at the right time.
You just go stand out in your lawn and you just stare at her without like saying anything, like leaning forwards. not even your hands. You just stand there like bricked up, just fucking standing looking at her.
Fully
erect.
Beating off with like peanut butter, like, oh yeah, I like doing this too.
I feel like all good character studies, there's multiple sides to the story. I don't think Reddit was correct ever, so that I agree with you there,
Let's
James.
Fucking
I don't think
go.
She's not a huge colossal bitch cunt who deserves to have her fucking head stomped in for shitting or whatever. On the flip side, I would not be happy about having to clean up someone else's shit.
Well, okay, I agree with that, but it was very specific that it was like in a bush on a tree line on the edge of his property, like out by the road. So like, you just let a squirrel fall out of the tree and land in it, and then they soak it all up and run away with shit all over.
Yeah,
like eventually the shit goes somewhere. Eventually the poo goes somewhere. If it was like right in the middle of your lawn, that's kind of fucked up. But like, in the mulch, it's like mulch is poo. It's already poo.
That's fair.
She's pooing and poo.
That, I guess that depends where it was and how big. Yeah. And also the size of your property. Like if it was like, most of the houses around here have pretty small lawns, so I feel like the feces to lawn ratio would be kind of skewed. But if it's like get a big ass fucking lawn and she like did it in a corner somewhere where you'd never see or notice, it's like because again, the sympathy kicks in, right? Like you've been running for fucking 6 hours. And shit. I can't imagine how awful that would feel.
People are like, why didn't they knock on the door and ask to go to use their bathroom? I'm sure he would have let her. And it's like, the dude running outside screaming slurs, holding his phone, filming a woman taking a shit, is gonna let her use his fucking powder room.
He's
gonna
have
a
normal response to someone knocking on their door asking for the bathroom.
He's,
I'm
he'd
sure
he'd
that would have gone well.
Come to the door with a fucking shotgun. Who's there? No one knocked on my door in 14 years.
Also, I guarantee you, if you're taking a 6 hour run shit, that is probably very soft.
That's probably the lowest
point. Just walk out with a hose and you can spray it away.
Yeah.
It'll just like, it'll disintegrate. It'll be gone in seconds. And your plant will probably grow better.
I agree. That's why I was just, my interpretation is this dude got hurt in his pride for some reason that like another human thinks they can shit on my lawn.
His
try
dad
any other
right
lawn, not my
died.
Lawn. And it's like,
I can see why someone
words.
Wouldn't
Don't
be happy
let a
about
bitch
it.
Shit on your lawn. Hello,
like,
daddy.
It is. I can see why someone wouldn't be happy about having to deal with that. In the same way, if someone just let their dog shit on your lawn and then just like didn't pick it up and walked away, you'd be kind of like, come on, man. Like,
see, that's
that.
Way worse to me. I'd much rather a 6 hour marathon bomber, a marathon runner fucking.
She lights some bombs.
Yeah. I'd much rather a 6 hour marathon runner shit on my lawn out of desperation and shame than somebody watch their dog dookie on my lawn and not pick it up.
That's worse, but the end of the day, the result is still the same. There is on your lawn.
I don't care about the poop
with.
On the lawn, because I feel like it's like poop goes in fucking grass. That is the way of life. But it's the principle of it.
Really,
and I'm sure
bad.
It was the principle of it. There's no way. No human has shit a stinky enough shit for it to waft into your house from your lawn. And
not from your
house,
but like, what if you're like, oh, I'm going to go, it's a nice day, I'm going to go sit out on the lawn later this afternoon, and then all you can smell is the rotting 6 hour marathon shit wafting your way.
Personally, I've never met another human that can shit to the stinky level of being able to stink up my lawn from one poop. That's just, but that's personal.
But that's
I don't believe it
challenge.
To be real.
Just find out where James lives and start shitting.
Go ahead.
What if she had like huevos rancheros for breakfast, so she had spicy Mexican
beans?
Hey,
I don't know.
And it was just like, it just absolutely wrecked your shit.
Yeah, what if you're having a nice barbecue? You have all your friends outside eating sloppy joes and french fries, and one of the kids goes, well, what is that? And there's a woman
the kid
just
runs
taking
back with
shit.
Something in its
well,
hand.
Well, obviously, that.
He
it might.
With the shit.
Oh,
look
Jesus.
What I found.
If my kids were playing in the front lawn and a lady pulled her pussy out and started shitting and pissing, then yeah, like I'd be mad. But I'd be mad because she's pulling her pussy out in front of my kids. This lady, she probably sat there for like 45 seconds like, oh man, I can't do this. Can I do this? Am I going to do this? Yeah, I can't do this. And then she's finally like, fuck it. There's no one fucking here. I haven't seen anybody in or out of that house. There's no car in the driveway. She squat down to take a shit and the door fucking flew. I mean, hey, what you doing?
It is kind of funny. The idea of that. Like, she thinks she's perfectly in the clear, and she picked literally the worst house possible.
Yeah.
Because she didn't realize it was a realtor living
in. His dookie senses are tingling.
Oh, man. That's really funny.
Shout out that lady.
Shout out that lady.
Shout out that lady. Do it again next year.
Honestly, shout out. We should ask the lawn. The lawn's the real victim here.
I'm sure the lawn loved it. That's like if you got mad if someone put a bunch of fucking pizza in your mouth and made you chew it up and swallow it.
That's true. You know, like, turned into a big healthy boy.
Yeah, the lawn got a big healthy beautiful
they
dose
got a
of
nice
nutrients.
Appetite. Yeah, no, to that lady, do it again next year. That'd be really funny.
That would be epic.
Hey,
round two.
Can I suggest a sweet little topic just around this beautiful
do it.
Conversation?
Absolutely.
Here. I want to follow up on a talk about what James had last week about everyone's favorite conservative dad ultralight beer fucking stab trans people with a big fork and skewer them.
Hey, that was my talking point. What the hell?
No, the recap, if in case you missed it, is Bud Light paid one trans person to do one Instagram post that probably like 16 people saw, and now people
in America lost their minds.
America's been buying up hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of Bud Light so they can film them throwing it in the bin, which I'm sure they're very mad about. Following that, a lot of grifters were like, well, we can't have beer where they pay one trans person probably the equivalent of $2,500 to make an Instagram post. Not even that, probably like $600. We can't have beer brands that give trans people $600, so instead I'm going to sell my beer that hates trans people. James made the point that like that dude was selling that beer like 4 days after this became a thing, and obviously beer takes like significantly longer than that to brew.
Yeah.
So it was very, very clearly through a fulfillment company. Even if it was something that only took a day to produce, it's still through a fulfillment company. Like, you're not setting up a fucking industrial process that quickly.
Yeah. No, and so absolutely. I found out
the fulfillment company that was doing it. I think I put it in talking points. The fulfillment company found out about this and was like, hey, we don't support this.
They canceled it.
So, yeah, where is
this?
So,
that's so
brewery immediately dropped woke-free beer after seeing transphobic ad.
The goddamn liberals run the whole world.
They run the whole beer empire.
Big beer is against us, brothers.
Yeah. As a tag along to that, I saw a video of a guy in Walmart. It was a guy filming from feet away, and he's just laughing or whatever. And it's a dude smashing what looks like beer, and it's like, oh, it's a Bud, it's a fucking Bud Light guy in Walmart. But then he starts zooming in, and he's smashing Busch Light.
Busch Light.
He's just smashing. He's screaming like high off meth. Smashing 8 packs of fucking Busch Light on the ground in Walmart.
Hey man, listen, it had B in you at the start of it. Give him a little credit. He almost got there. Reading's hard, bro. Reading comprehension is very hard.
It's like the meme of the guy who fucking like slaps the guy in the back of the head and he turns around and punches the guy next to him. It's like literally. That's just funny and like for so many reasons. Because first of all,
That's an Always Sunny bit.
Like is a kind of a humorous concept, but then like he got arrested. The video ends with him being like taken away by police. So not only have you been like arrested and charged for like property damage, you know, fucking causing a ruckus, whatever other dumb bullshit laws they have, you're gonna have to pay
a
that
ruckus,
shit.
The famous law. I like that.
Don't be causing
Don't be causing no ruckus. God damn it.
He now is going to have to pay for all the Busch Light that he destroyed. And on top of it, he didn't even destroy the right beer.
He didn't destroy the right one.
This dude's just stacking L's like crazy.
The cops only arrested him because they really like Busch Light.
It's the beer of cops.
They're like, hey, look, we get it about Bud Light, but what the hell are you doing, boy?
Boy, yeah, boy, that's my favorite goddamn beer.
I was coming here. I got a
beer.
Barbecue this weekend, goddammit.
How am I supposed to get my Bush Light all the stocks gone?
You threw fucking it on the ground, goddammit. Idiot.
Get in the back of the car, boy. What? I'm done with you.
Hey,
that's so funny.
What if we speed run questions really quick, 2 minutes or less? Tylonical ask, if you could bring anyone back from the past and have them in modern society, who would you pick?
I've always wanted to test my theory of what it would be like if you took like an ancient Greek. So probably like just fucking Caesar or someone. I just want to see how long it would take them to get used to like modern life.
He ain't no Greek.
Yeah, whatever.
That's that damn Roman.
Ancient Mediterranean motherfuckers.
Yeah,
I also want them to come back to be like, all right, what? I'm going to read you this textbook about you and tell me everything that's true and not true.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good one, actually. Yeah, like
a scoop. But, and just to like give us, I feel like that would give us such a like a beautiful purview on how to like interpret history, like how much of it was in because, you know, the shit you read in history books isn't all fucking, it can't all be true. Like some of it's wise tales.
I was literally talking to him about that the other day because we're talking about how like Romans supposedly like ate dinner lying down. You ever seen that where like they had those like.
What?
Apparently they had like those like lounging chairs that they would lie on and eat.
Oh, like, gotcha.
That is the most uncomfortable. Like, no culture in the world, despite how crazy different we are and the food we eat and the myth, like the fucking with your chopsticks or forks or your fingers or anything. No motherfucker does that lying down. Like, every culture in the world has decided that sitting up is because that's just how
our correct way to do it.
So to hear that, like, I may have gotten that shit completely wrong. Maybe they just lounged for like parties or something, but. There was definitely something about Romans lying on their sides and eating grapes as like that was like what the nobility did to eat dinner or something. But it's like, well, where did they get that information from? They just see that shit in a pot and they were like, oh, that's probably how they always did it.
That's how they always did this.
They were like kind of just, you're going off vibes for the most part, which is awesome. I think history's great, but it isn't exactly, we don't know 100% of everything.
I like going off the vibes for my history.
I do like that. Fuck it. Fucking
like 1850? Yeah, not a vibe.
I would bring back either Genghis Khan and I'd give him like a club and put him in the middle of like the Penn Station and just see what he does. If he's like a caged fucking animal
and just
starts beating people's brains in. Or I would bring back Abraham Lincoln and do like a vibe check to see how much he really is. Yeah, how much he bring him back to 2023 and see if he thinks he made the right decision. Not I think that he did, but I want to see if he comes back and he's like, yeah, this was my vision, like a hopeful a country striving for true equality, or if it's like, hey, I just wanted to get reelected.
What if you brought Hitler back and just kind of like showed him like, hey, you lost. Because he never really got to see
Brooks
the aftermath
movie.
Of it all.
Yeah.
Showed him 21 Jump Street.
Look.
Look, Hitler.
You didn't get them all.
Not even that, just to
change his mind. Just be like, they're pretty chill.
But it would be, I don't know, it could be kind of fascinating if you just like, fucking brought him back, but like because he's already dead, like he can't be tried for any crimes because he already died. So he's like through a loophole,
bring him back and do it again
legally off scot free. But he's everyone
he's like
knows
John
it's
Snow.
Hitler. Yeah,
John
yeah.
Hitler.
He
or
was,
Hitler Snow.
I don't know. It'd be fascinating.
Like
just
John
like, what would he?
Yeah.
You know, he just has
just
to
like trap him in a
time.
Box and like just. Feed him news about the world and see his opinion on stuff. Just like, he's like that website like Akbar or whatever. The genie that tries to just like feed him questions and news about the world and just see what he fucking spits out like a fucking science experiment. That would be epic.
That would be interesting.
Andrew, who would you pick?
I'd pick Jesus.
That'd be pretty sick.
That would actually be pretty interesting.
I just want, if he was an actual dude and I brought him back, I kind of want to add, like, is his story still the same? Just like,
yeah, I like, feel like
he's still the son of God, bro, and he's just like, yeah. I'd be like, okay.
I've always been under the impression that Jesus did exist, but he was just like a guy. But he was just like the most charismatic human being in existence.
I feel like that's how a lot of religion started. You just get a really charismatic or like guy who thinks a lot, and people are just like.
He just says some cool shit. He's a good talker. He's got good vibes. Everyone really likes him. He kind of breaks the norm a bit, sort of like Andrew Tate, I guess you could say. I guess you could even say Andrew Tate's like a modern day Jesus if you really want to go that far.
That might be a little controversial for some people, but we're making the official statement here.
I think everyone on the podcast, including Doplex, agrees with that statement.
Andrew Tate, I feel Jesus.
Like that's kind of it. And then, you know, he spit, he did some cool shit, people fuck with him, and then he like died, you know, young, like Kurt Cobain, and then everyone just like starts making fan fiction about him because they're like, man, he was so cool. Do you know that about the time when he, you know, he showed up to a party with only a 6-pack and he turned it into a 12-pack?
That's my favorite Jesus parable.
You remember when he turned wine into beer because wine's gay?
But not Bud Light. He turned it into a bad. Light. He turned it into a good beer. Like
he turned it into Straight Light,
a citrus IPA with a hint of salt.
Come.
Schneebles asks, if the four of you guys are the Beatles, which one is John Lennon and why do they get shot? And then rippable paper hits me with James gets shot after grooming one too many kids, which I don't know why I was caught in the line of fire there for no reason.
So out of pocket.
I don't know why I was there with that.
Why is James catching strays here?
Yeah, like Doplex I get, but James is...
Yeah, exactly. All right, because I have a real answer to this question, but I would, you know, we can tag team this. I can give my reasoning.
Definitely Doplex, just because he's not here, so he can't defend himself.
No, well, who's everybody? Like, who's the Beatles? Because to me...
Oh, I'm Ringo, the one that no one cares about.
Okay, no, that's not true. I was going to say you're Ringo. People like Ringo's my favorite Beatle. I think you're Ringo... Because Ringo was the drummer, and he was known, he's the best drummer ever, because he kept time, and he did his fills and his shit when he needed to, but he was always just there keeping everything on track and getting his...
He's the backbone.
Yeah, he's the backbone of the music. So I would say, I feel like Andrew's Ringo. I feel like Doplex is George Harrison, you know, like he went to India and started playing sitars and like...
but
like he was, you know, like he had all the licks, he did all the solos, fucking... A lot of the wonky songs like he wrote, and I feel like Doplex got that like acid trip brain.
Doplex is wonky.
Doplex got like that. Fucking, I'm gonna play a sitar today. Brain, like I feel like Doplex.
I can say that.
And then feel like off looks alone, but also off vibes. I feel like Kudos looks like he could be the son of John Lennon.
He's also the most famous of us.
Are you saying I deserve to die?
No.
I'm saying we're talking about
like 1967, yeah, like fucking Rubber Soul, fucking Beatles or some shit.
Yeah,
nobody's dead yet. And then Emily's. Yet. I mean, you just look at Emily, and she's obviously Yoko Ono. The resemblance is right there.
She's
though.
Just a small screeching Asian woman,
constantly pulling me down.
And I don't
ruining
think
the vibes.
I don't think that I'm Paul McCartney, but that would leave me as Paul McCartney, which I would be happy with.
I'd place you as Paul.
4 decades later, you get to hang out with Kanye West and Rihanna. So,
that kind of sucks, though.
I don't know, man. That song's still a banger.
I thought you meant he was hanging out with them right now. I was like, Paul McCartney, you hang out with no Kanye after the Jew stuff?
Oh, no.
And then I could fucking blow up and die on stage. Have I seen you guys that video? It's just this video of Paul McCartney at the end of a concert, and he does like his big last strum. And all the pyros go. I think there was like an accident, and all the pyros went off at once. Like it like fully 100%ed every pyro on the stage, and it made this huge. It sounded like a bomb went off, but no one got hurt or anything. But the video is just Paul McCartney fucking blows up and dies. It's 1 second of Paul McCartney going blang boom, and it fucking just blows up.
That's fucking epic.
Paul McCartney also made a song with Jay-Z and Linkin Park, so that. I like those guys.
Shout out Paul McCartney. He worked with a lot of really cool artists.
Who's the fuck Beatle than Hove? Riddle me that.
Do you know that? Sean Lennon, John Lennon's son, has a band with the guy who made the South Park theme song?
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that. That's actually very interesting.
Really
that's pretty
them.
Cool.
Okay, girl.
Okay, white boy.
Okay,
what's that song? What's that song he wrote about him? Hey Jude. It's about one of John Lennon's kids. And I think actually it came out recently that Paul McCartney wrote a lot of that song and John Lennon didn't. Paul McCartney was like, damn, I'm sorry your dad don't love you, I'll write you a song.
That's kind of the vibe I've gotten, isn't it? Because this is like...
Holy shit.
Oh, and then like, yeah, Yoko Ono was like just a real cunt to John Lennon's other kid, wasn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Like he wanted the letters that his dad wrote to him back in the day, or that he wrote to his dad or something, and Yoko Ono's like, you can win them at an auction like everyone else, and then like put them up for auction.
Wait, are you serious?
Like, yeah, bro, yeah, something fucked like that.
I'm throwing hands at someone who does that. Like, what? That's crazy.
Bring it out with Yoko, bro. Not my fault.
Yoko Ono. Creator Clash 3. Me and you.
That'd be sick. She just gets it. Her intro music is just her. They just let her run out with the mic and she's like, that's all she does.
That is all she does.
It's really like that is no exaggeration. That she just makes sounds. It's weird.
She just kind of screams.
Has anyone made the observation that John Lennon was the first like fucking weeb? Like he got the Japanese babe that every weeaboo's always wanted.
Yeah, I'm a big.
He was talking to her about his favorite anime.
He would have loved anime.
She's like, John, I don't care. I don't watch anime.
John's like learning Japanese and shit. She's just like, I don't care.
I'm like second generation.
Korea.
Yeah, like I'm not even
wrong
Japanese,
language.
John.
I don't know what Dragon Ball Z is. I prefer Dragon Ball Y.
That's the philosophical version of Dragon Ball Z.
hey, Dragon Ball Y.
Why?
The great thing is, okay, that's my new answer. I want to bring Plato to modern day and just show him Dragon Ball Z and see what he thinks.
I thought you wanted to bring Plato to Yoko Ono and just see what she makes. I thought that's where you were going with this. Yoko Ono, make something out
of
Play-Doh.
Yoko Ono, what do you feel? What's your thoughts
makes
on
a
this?
Little, she just makes a little version of herself and puts like a little voice box in it and makes it scream.
She just starts gnawing on it.
She eats it, but it turns out I've actually given her voodoo Play-Doh and she fucking crumples inwards
and then everybody goes, Yoko,
and then John,
oh no.
And then John Lennon like fades back into reality like in fucking the end of like
goes
gravity. He like the end of fucking Marty McFly Parkinson's. He like fades back into reality. He's like, oh, you killed Yoko. I'm back. She didn't let me die.
She exiled him. She exiled him from reality.
She banished him.
And her life essence was keeping him away.
Tylonical asks,
What's a
song or album that lives rent free in your mind for better or worse?
Currently, Scaring the Hoes Part 1, JPEG Mafia, Danny Brown. God damn, that's one of my favorite albums of recent memory.
Literally, Bomb on Battlefield. I think me and Emily sing at least a variation of like a fake, because we just sing fake songs all the time. I think every day, Bomb on Battlefield is used as a backing track.
That's
it's just
epic.
Is that what, like the Mario song?
Yeah.
Wait, what? You sing it. I don't know how it even goes.
But it's just so easy to sing in like key with that.
No, that's true. That is a really fun song to sing along to.
James, sing us a song about using your soundboard. Play us out with a song about. Oh, wait, first of all,
wait.
Do yours first and then edit this afterwards.
Okay. There's also one more question that I'm curious about. But my album is, I guess not super recently, but for most of my life, it's been Toxicity by System of a Down. And I really like that album. It's one of my favorite albums. But it's also, when I became like a teenager and then since then, and I've been more conscious of the world around me, Toxicity, the lyricism on Toxicity definitely be...
speaking to you more these days?
Yeah, that should be hitting. They just have a song called Prison Song, and it's just about how the government just puts people in jail because they want money, but then they have songs. You know, they got Chop Suey and shit, which is just like, I want to kill myself. I hate this world. But there's just always, every time I re-listen to that album, it's like I hit another part of life where I'm more conscious of something, and it's like,
yeah,
damn, Serge Tankian been yelling that at me since I was like 4, and I didn't even know it.
It's kind of nice having like an album like that that you've just like kind of carried with you through life, and you're just constantly relating to it. Learning more and more, like kind of being like, oh man, this hits so much differently than it did, you know, 10 years ago. It's always a nice feeling.
Very interesting. But that's mine. Panflute Skeleton asks, do you remember the worst nightmare you ever had?
No.
Really?
No.
I do. Mine was one time my Nana was in town, so I had to, she took my room. So I had to sleep in the den. I had to sleep in like my den. It's like my family room. And the only way into the, my den was a really long hallway. And my parents like just put like an air mattress down in my den. And I was sleeping like in view of the very long hallway. Like I was like the I was just the bed was facing the long hallway. And I fell asleep to George Lopez. And it was blaring. And but I fell asleep. But then in my dream, I woke up and it was George Lopez. Like I could hear George Lopez in real life. But then I woke up in the dream and it was George Lopez, and I knew the episode so well. I was watching the episode in real life, but in the dream. And then, so it felt really real. Like I was really alive. And then I looked down the long hallway and there was just like a real, not like some dream shit, but just like, just some fucking cracked out white boy in my house with a giant butcher's knife. And he like snapped his head and looked at me and he started screaming and then ran at me and like dove at me with the butcher's knife. And then I woke up screaming in real life to George Lopez.
Fuck that.
That's awful.
It was
Holy shit, fucking wild.
George Lopez backing track was like the, you know, like when you blend room tones together in like a cut to like make it sit, like the George Lopez was my blending room tones in my nightmare. It made it feel way more real.
It was seamless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the worst one I ever had was, I can't remember too many. Most of mine are fucking weird. The one that scared me the most as a kid, though, was I was like, I still remember it. Well, actually, she did specify ones that you still remember, so that would make sense. I was like 2, maybe, at the most.
Damn.
And we were at some youth group event for church, and the youths, the older boys, had like caught a goose or something, and they just like released it into this room. So there was a goose running around, and apparently I freaked out and was like, shoop, you know, up my dad's leg, like, get me off the ground. I'm gonna die.
Wait, is this real?
This is all real.
Oh.
And so later that night, the only thing I really remember from the dream is I was laying down and I'm like looking up at the ceiling and it's pitch black. Like I can't really see anything. And then this goose head just like comes into frame and looks down at me. And then that's all I remember of the dream. And the next thing I remember is my mom holding me and I'm outside looking at the house and she's like, Daddy got the goose, don't worry. That is all I remember of it. But it scared the shit out of me as a kid.
That is so, that is crazy.
I don't like goose. I don't like goose dream.
The goose put you in like a Barbie house and like took the lid off and just like looked over.
Yeah, they just looked in at me and I was like, ah!
Okay.
I wish I lived in a Barbie house with a lid.
James, can you play us out?
Barbie house with no lid.
Sing us a song.
Oh, I thought I had music on that one.
Sing us, well, in the key of to the tune of
Bomb on Battlefield.
Bomb on Battlefield from Mario 64. Can you sing a song about taking a shit on someone's lawn during a Boston Marathon?
Well, I guess I have to take a shit, and I've been running for 6 hours. Oh no, there's a bomb. It's a bomb. He's got a bomb. Oh shit, it's Jake Gyllenhaal. He's gonna be me in the movie when they blow off my legs and I die and then the poop comes out my butt because I don't have it.
Incredible! Nobody can catch you. You're the real Rage Racer.
See you, Space Beef Boy!